I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Seizing Sudan's moment of change. After months of protests, the military deposed and arrested longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says for the time being,
the army has outlined a two-year military council to oversee a transition of power and a three-month state of emergency, which will include a curfew between 10 in the evening and 4 in the morning. And they've disbanded the government.
Under Bashir, Christians saw targeted persecution. He promised in 2010 to turn Sudan into an Islamic state. So for believers, the days ahead are crucial.
They're asking for prayer that calm would be restored soon in Sudan, that the Lord would protect his church there, and that our brothers and sisters in Sudan would remain a clear testimony in the midst of the crisis.
And World Missionary Press is releasing a new booklet just in time for Easter. The booklet, created for today's culture, is a response to a question that Jesus asked his disciples. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says providing the answer has been on the heart of the ministry's president.
Who is Jesus and who do you say he is just really the question of the day in our culture and in anywhere in the world. Who is Jesus and who is he? Who do I think he is? And then who does he say he is? And, particularly in what we call a postmodern world where there are hardly any absolutes, so to speak.
William says the booklet is 48 pages of biblical answers to those questions for evangelism. Pray that God uses this to reveal himself to a hurting world. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.